happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. We are glad that all of you are here this morning. We're going to do a little call and response to begin. If you are unfamiliar with this, if when I say he is risen, you respond with he is risen indeed, okay? All right, so let's declare the truth that we celebrate on this day and every day, and that is that he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Do it one more time. He is risen. All right, let's make sure the neighbors hear it through the walls. He is risen.
He is risen.
Amen. Amen. And we're so glad that you are here this morning to celebrate the fact that he is risen. He is risen indeed. For all those who are joining on Facebook Live or on the website or listening through the week or watching through the week, we welcome you. And we look forward to this time to celebrate our risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're visiting with us, we're glad that you are here, and for all, we're glad that you're here this morning. Just a couple of quick announcements. One, tonight, due to Easter Sunday, just time to be able to spend and celebrate with family, there will be no evening prayer service, youth group, or DA Kids virtual tonight. All those will resume next Sunday night. On April the 21st, we will be having the second of our monthly, we started it last month, and it's going to be a monthly occurrence, a night of prayer and worship and prayer. That'll be at 6:30 here in the sanctuary. We'll also live stream as much of it as possible, but we had a great time last month just being able to be in the presence of the Lord, have a longer time just to worship, have time for ministry, have time for personal and corporate prayer, and so we welcome you on that night, Wednesday, April the 21st at 6:30 p.m. 2 days later, April the 23rd, it's a Friday, and then into the early hours of Saturday the 24th will be Secret Church. We've hosted it a number of times in the past years. It's about a six-hour intensive Bible study patterned after what happens in places where Christianity is not able to be practiced out in public openly and freely, where they would gather for 6 to 7 hours of Bible study underground and be able to look intently. David Platt is the teacher, and so we join in on that live stream. And so if you are interested in that, you don't have to stay for all 6 hours. Stay as long as you want, but starts at 6:30. There is a study guide, so we just need to know how many of those to order. There's a sign-up sheet out on the table in the entryway. Please do that today if you're interested. And lastly, yesterday we had our Easter egg hunt to go kit outreach, and we prepared 200 kits that had 20 eggs stuffed with candy for sending home with families to be able to do their own egg hunt. It also had a dozen eggs, resurrection eggs, that were attached with a story where the families were able to open the eggs one by one to go from Palm Sunday all the way to today in the empty tomb to be able to expose people to the good news, the best news ever, that Jesus, our Savior, has died for us, for our sin penalty, and that he is alive. And so those went out as well as with a planter to be able to show that Jesus causes things to grow with some flower seeds for folks to be able to do that. 188 of those 200 were distributed yesterday. And we're praying that God will bring great increase in those. And so there's a number of them on the closest table as you're out there. There's two long tables on the way out. The closest table to you, nearest the doors, are for those who have not yet picked them up. And so if you have not yet picked them up, do so today. And there's a little clipboard. Please cross it off so we know you picked yours up. And on the far table, there's the remaining unclaimed bags. And so we would love to see when we leave today, lock the doors and head home, that all remaining ones are taken as well. So encourage you, think of those in your life, neighbors, friends, family, who could use a kit. And we're thankful for all that put time and effort into the assembling those kits and donated. We are appreciative of everything. So let's begin this morning with a word of prayer, and then the worship team will come in a moment to lead us before the Father's throne in praise and worship. Let's pray together. Father, we are grateful that we serve a risen Savior. We're grateful that the one that we build our faith upon, the author and the finisher, perfecter of our faith, the Lord Jesus, that he is not just a historical figure, but he is the Son of God who lived, who died for our sin, and who was resurrected and lives forevermore to reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We rejoice this morning that our Savior is alive, that the grave is empty, that sin, that Satan, that death have all been defeated. And it is with that joy, with that hope, that we worship this morning. So Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you to come, that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we might have an encounter with the resurrected Jesus who is with us. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up in these moments that we spend together. And Father, may your will that's always done perfectly in heaven, may it be done perfectly in this place. And so may your kingdom come. May your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. We look forward to what you have in store for us. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name.